Just Robert, just one. It's one thing with the call centre. The call centre is a lot of the times with our, in our community, and as soon as you mention, if you don't say the war had been the police, and if you say that, oh, your call's been diverted to the Rockhampton police, they'll just hang up the phone. I mean, there's someone there could be getting knifed or getting clubbed or everything else, and they say, no, don't worry about it, and they'll just walk off and leave it. So the call centre is not a very good thing for Aboriginal communities. That
this is the caller you're saying hangs
the up. Actual call. Because even when we ring the police station, because a lot of the times, because a lot of the police have got to go outside because they've got to get their fuel from outside of our community because they cannot use their BP fuel card. So they've got a 46-kilometre turnaround. And now when you're driving around in the community, your tanker juice is going to go in 3 days, and then something's sure to happen, and they says, well, where are the police? And when the call gets diverted to Rocky, and I've actually been on there where someone's been at the QuadSup and ringing up and walking along, and then someone was getting bashed, and they saw the call's been diverted to Rocky, and they just hung up the phone and then let it go, and that person just copped the flog, and then they just left it at that.
Gary, you're nodding.
I think it's a very important point, and this doesn't only go for Indigenous. My experience, even with my own staff from outside of Arakoon, was they would ring the police, they would hear the tape, they would hang up. I would often say to them the next morning, did you continue the conversation? Oh, no, it was no use. Went to Cairns. We hung up. There is a huge issue in perception and responsiveness being created. Often, when we got through, you would get a response. But there is this perception. The people hear it. The recording, they hang up. And as Lauren says, it would be worse. I think from Arakoon, you call the police communication centre. I mean, even if there was just the voice at the other end, the report may get through and may get dealt with. In the small community, though, we have our own communications networks too, so it's often not a problem if the police are present in the community, but it is a perception that I don't think can be ignored, that these call centres are not working as effectively. Understand you can't be there 24/7, and then that leads to criticism then of the local police for not responding, because it's not Cairns that gets the blame, it's our police didn't come out and deal with that. And
now, I understand points made. When I talk about the police link of the future, it will be people, it won't be a tape recording, there will be people there to actually answer the call. But the issues which have been discussed now are tape recordings which are...
So at the moment, is it a tape recording initially answers?
No, well, my understanding, any calls will go to communication centre here at Cairns, and there's a police officer or a member of the police staff there will take the call.
The first thing you hear is you have called the Cairns Police Communication Centre, and then if you wait, it all goes through very quickly, but a lot of people do in the community is just bang on.
I understand.
Well, this is an issue that the police might have to look at, and perhaps it's going to have to be, to some degree, education into the community, which is hard to do, to get it across to the community, of stick with it, and if you have a serious issue, it'll be dealt with.
We try to encourage people to continue talking. We say if it goes to Rockhampton, the police could be busy taking a statement from someone or something like that. We say continue and let them know the information, because Rockhampton then rings Warrabinda Police and gets them on their two-way or whatever.
Even during the day?
Yeah, and I say to them, and it's sometimes a better thing, because at least it gets recorded. They tell you your call's being recorded, and so it's being recorded, and then no one can deny you making that call.
Yes.
And so we tell people to ring no matter what. If they get Rockhampton, still give the story across, what the problem is. Make sure they give their name and where they can be contacted and stuff like that, to make sure that the police know it's a genuine call, not a hoax. And we say sometimes it's a better thing that it goes to Rocky, but yes, a lot of people do hang up when it says you've called Rockhampton. Your call's been diverted to Rockhampton, it says that. So,
during the day, if the police are actually busy, which of course is going to happen, and there's no one there to answer the call, it goes through to the Rocky or Cairns.
They actually divert it from the police station.
And then of a night when the police are off duty, there's no one on duty, then it automatically goes through to the largest regional centre. Is that the way it works? Yes. All right, well, that looks to be a need a combination of perhaps the police looking at any ways that can be improved, any training of your officers, but then also it needs to be a matter of education back into the community. That stick with it. Mm. 10 more seconds, you'll be through to a person and explain your problem, and if it's need something, then they will contact back to the police. Mm. Okay.